Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A Medford businessman, Wally Watkins, had planned to go fishing with his son on April 23, 1960, the first day of fishing season, but the pear blossom parade interfered. The parade had asked presidential candidate John F. Kennedy to be the grand marshal and expected Watkins to drive Kennedy in the parade in Watkins' luxurious, cream-colored 1959 Lincoln Continental Mark III convertible. Watkins agreed to do it, even though the fishing trip was a family tradition. Watkins picked up Kennedy at the airport. They had a great time visiting before the parade. Upon finding out Watkins had planned to go fishing that day, Kennedy told him, "I'll make it up to you, don't worry." True to his word, President-elect Kennedy sent Watkins a letter inviting him to the inauguration, but Watkins didn't attend. Watkins especially regretted that decision when Kennedy was assassinated during his first term as president. As a remembrance, the Kennedy family sent him a bust of John Kennedy. Watkins said it always bothered him that Kennedy was again riding in a Lincoln Continental convertible when he was assassinated. Today's episode of As It was written by Luanna Corbin, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.